Okay. So the Mishnah says at the bottom, Lamed Ches Amid Beis, two lines before the bottom, it's talking again about where a person takes a neder not to get hana from somebody. So what are you allowed to do on behalf of them? So Lamed Tes in the Dharm is going to be discussing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So that's where our Mishnah really is the springboard. It gets into, this is one of the famous Dafim and Shas that goes through the Sugya. So the Mishnah says like this. We'll start again. Hamuru hana mechavero. So if you case where you took a neder not to get hana from him, and you go into the house to visit him, you're allowed to stand there. Omid of a lo yoshev. You could stand, but you're not allowed to sit down. The Gemara is going to explain why there's a difference between standing versus sitting. Because, you know, why would that make a difference? Mimon of shach. You're there already. What difference does it make? So we'll explain why that is. Umirapo refuas nefesh. You could heal him. Avalo refuas mamon, but not his money, meaning his behemoths, his property, the animals. The Gemara's going to explain why the difference between you're allowed to heal him, but not the animals. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now, on the top of Lamed Tes, on the top line says, B'maya skinan. What exactly are the details of the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah? If it's a case where the possessions of the one who's being mevak, one who's visiting the sick, so his property, the one who's coming to visit, that's also alachola on the sick person he's coming to visit. I mean, you can't, my possessions are also on him. So in that case, you know, even if he's sitting, that should also be allowed. But our Mishnah said, you can only stand, you can't sit. Why would that make a difference? If it's the other way, where it's not that the person who's coming to visit, but the sick one, that the sick guy's possession, that's the netter that the one who's coming to visit can't get any hanaf from the one who's coming to mevakir, safila omed namilo, then he shouldn't even be allowed to stand there, because you know you're getting benefit from coming in. So Amr Shmuel la'ola bishenich say mevakir osurin alachole. The case is, according to Shmuel, we'll see a different way of learning in a minute, but according to Shmuel, the case in the Mishnah is where it's the possessions of the Mevakir. Meaning, let's say like Reuven's coming to visit Shimon. So Reuven, Shimon's sick. Reuven's possession, what's also from Shimon, can't get any Hanoah. Uvemakom Shinot and Schala Yeshiva. So it's a place where they get paid to do the mitzvah of sitting with a sick person. Ve'einot and Schar Al Hamida. But they don't get paid if you're standing there. So that wasn't part of the minhag. So therefore, by sitting with the chole, the mevaker is now providing him with some sort of hana, because he's now saving him the money he'd have to spend to hire somebody to come sit with him. So we're asked, my Pascha, why are you making this chilek without any sort of details or distinctions? You just taught it, stop. So hakamash balan, so the chiddush is that the whole thing between standing versus sitting, even in a place where normally the minig is you do get paid for coming to visit someone who's sick, al yeshiva boy mishkal, al amida lo boy mishkal. For sitting, that's where you get paid. That's like more of a kaviyah, so to speak, but by standing, you're not there so long, you don't take a payment for that. Look in the Ran on the left hand side. The Ran says, afi mokom shenot nischar. Nearly lehachi perusho. The ikaduchte shehechmiru al atzman shlolito schar. Oh, yeah, that's going on later on, actually. I'll read it now, though. Ikaduchte shehechmiru al atzman shlolito schar afilim yeshiva afal pi shehu mutter. Right? The place they don't take a schar for sitting and they're allowed to. Mishum de mitzvahs biker dailo b'amida. Because that's like extra. To be mevak yechol, you don't have to sit. You can stand and do it. So then it's like that extra thing that you're doing. But not, you shouldn't come to take payment for standing. That they wouldn't even take payment for sitting. Bein omeid, bein yoshev shari. In those places it's allowed to, the yeshiva nami lidihu mitzvah. Because according to that, that's like also part of the mitzvah. So that was Shmuel's pshat. Ula Omar, back in the Gemara, Ula says, no, I can tell you the opposite case. La'olam kishenich sechole asurun al hamevakir. So we're saying now again, Shimon is the sick one, so Shimon's possessions are also on Reuven, who's coming to visit him. Ukigon delo adre min cheyuso. But the neder he took was not about giving him chiyus, not about giving him life. So for that already, that wasn't included in it. Meaning, of course you could do that. Se'ihochi, one second. That's you're saying then, afilu yoshev nami. He should also be allowed to sit, because if the neder is not what we're talking about, it's not also the thing that he actually needs to, for chias to live, so then that's fine. So the Gemara says, no. Ha efshir b'amida. No, it's because it's possible you could meet his essential needs to keep him alive while you're standing. So therefore, sitting is not necessarily part of the chias. Sitting is not part of his existential needs that he has to have for that. Semeis ve'al aski akasha. Cholahu, the guy gets sick. Nichnas levakro, and someone comes to visit him, that's allowed. Chola beno, but if the guy's son got sick, sholo b'shuk. You could ask, you could inquire about him in the shuk, in the marketplace, meaning outdoors, but you're not allowed to go into his house to visit him. So now let's work it out. Whose brisa does this go like? Does this go like Shmuel's pshat, or does it go like Ula? Someone says, bishleim ula Ula. It makes sense, according to Ula's pshat, to Omer, we're talking about where it's the possessions of the sick one, that's what's osur on the one who's coming to visit him. And a case where he never took a neder about that, you know, should be osur for things that he actually needs for his chiyus, for his existence, in order to live. So that's well, because he excludes only his own chiyus, but not what his son really needs. So that works well according to Ula. Ella Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, the Omer Mishenichnesay, what's it called? Mevakir Asur Nal Hachoyle. That it's a case where the possessions of the Mevakir, the one who's coming to visit, is what's also on the sick person. Samaishnahu, Maishnahu, no. What difference would it make whether it's about visiting him or visiting his son? Why can't you visit him when the son is sick? So Amalach, Shmuel will say back to you, Masnizin, Bishenichsay, Mevakir Asur Nal Hachoyle. The Armishta is talking about a case where the possessions of the Mevakir is what's also in the Chola. The Brisa, which you're asking me Akasha from, that's a different case. That's the opposite case. That's a case, yeah, when the possessions of the Chola is also on the one who's coming to visit him. So my Pascha, why do you make a chilek between the Mishnah and the Brisa without making any qualifications? So Omarava, Shmuel, let's see. The bottom, just going to keep reading. Mas Nisin Kashise. On Shmuel, the Mishnah was difficult. My Iria Detani Omid of Allo Yoshe. Why does it make a difference between standing and seeing the Mishnah? So Shema Minoi, see from here, Denichse Mevakir Asur Nal Achole. You have to see from this, there's a case where the property of the visitor is what's going to be Osir on the one who is sick. Okay. I do apologize for the garbled sound in the beginning, but hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, everyone was able to hear.